You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, October 1st, 2020. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. It's Thursday. That can mean only one thing. Steve Waltfong, Director of Recruiting for 24/7 Sports, has joined us. Steve, it is a glorious day in the Midwest.
Yeah, good morning, Daniel. Only a few more weeks that we can comfortably play golf before we have to put our sticks away for the year.
My sticks are in constant hibernation because I have children. We needed some help for the show today, so we went to the boards, and you people have come through as always. A host of questions for Steve Waltfong on the recruiting side. Many of them focus on an individual from your state, Zen Mikulski, offensive lineman. He was a Louisville commitment. He has since decommitted, and the crystal balls are rolling heavily towards Columbus. Your thoughts on Zen in terms of his college choice and what you think of him as a prospect?
Well, Zen Mikulski is a guy that's really transformed his body. I mean, when he jumped on our – I got to give credit to my colleague Alan True for kind of digging him out and finding him. But he's a guy that, you know, has had an incredible transformation from being a tight end into developing into what's kind of been a ferocious offensive lineman on film, particularly as a senior. If you go to his Twitter, you can see, you know, May 1st, 2019 to May 22nd, 2020, he went from 6'5½", 238 to 6'6", 281 pounds, with his chest being, you know, bigger than his belly, which is how I told my wife I'm going to live the rest of my life. You turn on the film, and Zen's having a terrific senior season. There's not a block he can't make. He has terrific feet. He's athletic. He can bend. He can move. You see him smoothly getting out to the second level and paving the way for his running backs, plays the game with a mean streak. And they've played against Cincinnati Elder and teams this year where Ohio State's been able to get a good read on him on film. Now he lives in Indiana, but he lives, you know, much closer to Louisville than he does Indianapolis. The Ohio State offer certainly moved the needle. He reopened the process this week, and the expectation is he'll ultimately be in Ohio State's class. And this is a guy that obviously already loves working out. So I expect him to ultimately be one of Mickey Moriarty's favorites when it's all said and done.
Next topic, another big offensive lineman, Tristan Lee. Plenty of questions. Northern Virginia native. I cut my teeth covering high school football in Northern Virginia, and LSU literally had no presence there. If Tristan watched football this past weekend, he saw that Joe Burrow is no longer there, and that affects the overall deal. I could be wrong. I could be biased. Your vibe on the latest. The question is, Tristan is considering coming to the Buckeye Bash. Do you think he'll be there? And do you think the goings on the field will affect his decision?
Well, LSU lost more than Joe Burrow. They lost 14 draft picks. And so that's a lot to replace. And then they had several guys opt out, to my knowledge, or what I recollect. So that was a lot to overcome coming into the season. We'll see how they bounce back from a loss to Mississippi State in week one. But LSU, look, their head coach, we talk all the time about how hard Ryan Day works it on the trail and how important it is for him to build relationships with top targets. There's only a handful of guys that I think do it as well as Ryan Day, but Ed Orgeron's certainly one of them. I mean, recruiting is a point of emphasis for LSU and for Ed Orgeron, and Coach O isn't going to be outworked when it comes to connecting with guys that are top targets for LSU. And Tristan Lee was a top target for LSU really before almost every other blue chip school in the country. And I think that's paying off for LSU. And now we live in the social media age where it's easier for coaches to get to know prospects and through FaceTime and virtual visits and Zooms and all of that. And he's been to LSU several times. So he's got a lot of connections there. And there's no question the family loves Baton Rouge and the idea of playing at LSU for a program where he's felt like a priority for years. He's been to Ohio State. He went to the Penn State game last year. Ohio State's in the top five. Ohio State was the program that made the biggest move during Zoom season. The opportunity to talk with Coach Stud often about offensive line play, I think resonated, and certainly Ryan Day did his thing. But Ohio State had a lot of ground to make up at that point when Zoom season started, which is basically when the pandemic started, just what I call it a Zoom season. Clemson, LSU, and some of those other programs were out in front. Oklahoma and Ohio State have made a move in this recruitment. I think Ohio State still has some ladder to climb if they're going to land Tristan Lee, but he's genuinely interested in the Buckeyes and has some relationships with some of their recruits. So, we'll see what happens as the process continues.
If Tristan Lee comes to the Buckeye Bash, I think we enter a different level for his recruitment, and I just don't see LSU for a Northern Virginia kid. I could be wrong in the end, but we will see. Speaking of another recruit we've discussed on a routine basis, Chip Mung, question. Any news on Derek Davis Jr. and his recruitment?
I don't have anything definitive there. I just know that Ohio State remains a major player. I know that LSU and Georgia are a couple programs that have turned it on and are programs that they have great interest in as well. I know that there was talk about getting on the road and seeing some schools here on their own. But he starts his own season here soon too, or just started it. I need to go back and look. I didn't check to see if he had film yet, but I think Ohio State has always been in it, and he's had a high interest in the Buckeyes, but I don't have anything definitive on who the leader is right now.
The class of 2021, obviously highly ranked for Ohio State. It remains that way. Can you give us who you think is an underrated offensive recruit and an underrated defensive recruit?
Man, I don't see too many underrated guys in this Ohio State class. There's a lot of exposure with these young men and a lot of eyeballs on them, and a lot of these guys are ranked high. I think you could say Travion Henderson is a guy that is ranked number 10, I believe, in the top 247. I'd be hard-pressed to find nine guys with better film than him. He's a running back, so hard to rank a running back number one overall, but Travion Henderson's film and profile is off the charts, and it doesn't hurt that he's extremely smart too. And so he is 100% the total package of a recruit. I'm kind of scrolling through the list. The defensive recruit, underrated. I think that, I don't know, Dan, it's, I think a lot of these guys are ranked high, man.
They're properly rated.
That's the caliber of class that Ohio State has. Sometimes there's a guy that I could point to that I like more than my colleagues, and I could easily point to that person. But this go around, I feel like we're on the same page with a lot of the Ohio State guys. I think maybe a guy like Andre Turrentine, but I don't know. I think it's a good looking class.
Yeah, my vote is for Mike Hall. I think Mike Hall is going to be a dominant force in college.
We agree. And with that, I think, you see Mike Hall in our top 100 and the number four defensive tackle. But yeah, certainly maybe we're a couple spots off. And the thing to love about Mike Hall more than anything is I think he's like one of the youngest defensive tackles in this class and theoretically could be a 2022.
Yeah, I'm not even worried about his rating. Being the fourth rated at any position is acceptable. I just think that when you get him in a program like Ohio State and get him with the Mick, potential is endless. They haven't really had a werewolf dominant two-way interior lineman in some time, so that would be awesome. We're going to take a quick break, come back, tackle some more questions.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, Steve, we are back. If you had to decide between Kyle McCord and J.J. McCarthy, one, who has looked better to you in evaluations? Two, who would you pick as your quarterback and why?
And I'm not trying to cop out of this answer, but these guys have been close for us the entire cycle. And, Kyle McCord's as physically imposing as there a quarterback in this class with an accurate arm and spins it well. J.J. McCarthy has been a big-time winner on the high school level as well. Just has a whippy, natural throwing motion to him. I've seen him have electric camps throughout the course of his deal. And I truly think that both those programs have gone out this cycle and landed two of the best in the country. And you guys know that I'll shoot you straight at the position. And I've taken some scrutiny over some guys in the past that I wasn't as high on as the industry with some of the guys Ohio State's recruited at the position. But I really like J.J. McCarthy, and I really like Kyle McCord, and certainly it'll be interesting to track because obviously Ohio State rolled with Kyle McCord, and they had a chance to land several guys at the position near the top of almost every highly ranked quarterback in this class's list at one point back in the spring 2 years ago.
I got a couple questions I want to ask to finish up here, but one I was remiss. There was a question about Zen Mikulski's quality of high school competition that can often determine whether or not the guy redshirts or not. What's it like down there?
Well, it's not that strong in his area or conference, but like I said, they played Elder this year, which is obviously a top-notch program in the state of Ohio. But most O-line typically redshirt anyway. Obviously there's, if you're a program like Ohio State, maybe a freak comes along every now and again that can push his way into the lineup and not redshirt. But at a program like Ohio State, when you're accustomed to winning 12, 13, 14 games a year, offensive lineman is typically the hardest position to crack for a young player. So I don't know if I would put those expectations on any of these guys that are committed to Ohio State at the position, even though we expect, a lot of these guys to eventually be pros.
Let's finish with this. You recently spoke to Travion Henderson. He got his All-American jersey. No ceremony at his school. No football at his school. So it's been a weird existence for him this fall. Can you give us a sense of what you thought of Travion when you spoke to him and what he said about Ohio State and maybe the Buckeye bash that's coming up?
He's a unique guy. And so like we kind of talked about in the first segment, a 4.0 kid he's the number one ranked running back in the country. And while he feels that is deserved, he also knows that it means nothing when he gets to Ohio State. And he talked about that and that, being the number one ranked running back in the country is not where he wants to peak. And so he knows that the next thing you know, how can he get better from being 18 to 21 years old, which will then, you know, catapult him into the NFL, which he still won't be a complete product at the, at that point. And there'll always be things to learn, even if it's on the mental side, from a, just being prepared for how defenses are going to play him. And so Ohio State's getting a worker, and they're getting a guy that's hungry. And he's certainly one of the he's certainly one of the bell cows of this class, and a guy that I do expect to be instant impact in Columbus, and he does too. And it really stinks that he's not getting the senior season, because he'd be running wild this year, as he did last year. But he's gonna, you know, he hopes to play in the All-America Bowl and then enroll early at Ohio State and have a great spring camp and go from there.
The last time Ohio State won the championship, their running back was the best player in the college football playoff. We can only hope that's part of Travion Henderson's future. We can only thank Steve Wolfong for stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Hello everyone, it's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean, outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.